I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Out now, brown cow. Out now, brown cow.
Nah, bro. That's old news, dude.
No, dude.
Old news, dude. Old news, dude. Old news, dude.
Old news, dude.
Nah, that's
off the fly.
Oh, well, I'm in the
welcome to the RFL.
RFL.
I already fucked it up.
Bro,
ROTFL.
This is why you don't do this.
I know. Well, get to it, man. I'm trying to fucking get this show on the road, bro. All right, let's
welcome
go.
To the ROTFL podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is Killa Puke.
Hey,
what's going on, Tequache?
I just got my fucking Justin Bieber toothbrush, dude.
What's that?
Dude, it's awesome. You haven't heard about the Justin Bieber fuck toothbrush?
No.
Yeah, so you know how you're supposed to brush your teeth for like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
So this Justin Bieber toothbrush plays his song for 2 minutes while you brush your teeth straight into your head. You know, and what better way to start off your day than with some Justin Bieber in your mouth?
Hey. Well, I feel like this is insensitive to those without teeth. So we apologize to all you tweakers out there. We're not insensitive like that here at the ROTFL podcast.
Never insensitive.
So what's going on? Hey, you know what a tequache is, bro? I just learned this week.
I've been
saying it every day now. Okay, so you know the Mexicans that cruise around and the lowered Silverados with the big ass rims.
Yeah.
They're like everywhere. They're like cruising around these lower trucks with the big ass rims. They're all
right.
V8s.
Right. That's a tequache?
That's a tequache, fool. And they got. So you like, you see him, you go, oh, that tequache. that's what they call each other. Like, they call it, and they say ka a lot. Like, what's a tequache ka? Ole tequache ka. And they like, if they like hate on people with V6s or anything under a V8, like if it doesn't have a V8, then you ain't shit.
Right. Like fucking, you know what I want to get? You know what I want to get? But they don't have them at Walmart anymore. Those plastic hubcap fucking spinners.
Yes.
Dude, those things are awesome. I wanted to put them on my car, but they don't have them anymore.
You know what you should get, though, is those little LED. They're like the air, where you put the caps on your air, on your tires.
The little lights.
Yeah, they're little lights to fucking light
and
up your
it
shit.
Spins around.
Dude, I just say you go full tequache, dog. And
I'm going tequache.
Dude, you got to look up tequache memes, bro, and see like their haircuts and shit. And you go, ole, tequache. Hey, you know what a tequache is, though, bro?
I'm going to start calling all the cooks that in my fucking
in
my work now.
Eso, tequache. Hey, fucking. Hey, you know what it is, though? It's like a fucking rodent, bro. From fucking, it's like a possum, bro. It's like a Mexican word for a fucking. I don't know why they use that word, but what is it? Spanish. Yeah, it's a Spanish word for possum, bro. And it's also a slang term for a group of people that love three things: drop trucks, burnouts, and the truck meat lifestyle. Ole, tequache!
Ole!
So I've been yelling that at everyone, fool. And then I seen a tequache, bro, in a lower Silverado, bro, with a couch in the back of his truck. And I was like, ole, tequache! And I had to make a meme about it, bro, because it was fucking hilarious to me. I was laughing my fucking ass off. Ole, tequache! And he's like honking and shit. They're super jazzed.
He was all stoked. You're giving him props, huh?
Yeah, he's like, "Fuck yeah, dude."
Oh, so I went after work. Okay, so work's been fucking brutal, dude. Right? So
brutal noodle.
Brutal, fucking brutal. So I fucking.
And you are in the food service industry for. Before you get on this little food service rant, which we are definitely going to appreciate here, if you like and support what we do and want to be, you know, contribute to expanding our show and getting this content to you out there. Oh, I said that all fucked up. Getting this content to you every week. You know what? The best way you can support our show is by sharing it. But if you guys want to go above and beyond, you guys can go to rotflpodcast.com/donate. And we will continue bringing you
hard-hitting fucking news and comedy. Dude, hey, one thing to go off of that. No, and everybody that's listening to this show on, okay, so Monday we always hit, we have like 60 people that hit every single Monday. So there's 60 people that listen to our show every Monday.
This is every single, how many listeners we have is like a woman telling people her age.
I'm just saying, that's every Monday, but you know, we get more throughout the week, but every Monday we get 60, at least 60.
We got 60. Steady listener. We got steady subscribers. Look, hit us, yeah.
Everybody that's listening to us every week on Monday, you need to share this with three friends. Just share it with three friends.
Yeah, could you imagine the exponential domino effect?
Right, and then they share with three friends, and then they share with three friends, and then they share with three friends.
Yeah, I think we know how this works. But if you guys want us to continue bringing you the show that is about everything, it's about nothing. It's about everything in between. It's all wrapped up in a bow and signed with a little note that says, who gives a fuck, and sent to you every week. This is what we do. So I would appreciate you guys supporting our show. If you can, sharing our show. You guys can go become members at www.rotflpodcast.com and check out our Facebook page, which we will slowly talk about here shortly. So yeah, we love you guys, man. Just keep up the good work, and thanks for all your support. For those who do support us and all the donators out there, we do love you. You're the reason why we get up and half-assedly do this every Sunday. All right, so what do you got on the foods?
Oh yeah.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday night. You can count on it like clockwork.
No, not really. Is, you know, food server thing. It was what I did after work, you know. So, you know, it's been brutal. Oh. I've been working 6 days a week. Brutal, bro. It's been so busy. Well, anyways, today was fucking busier than most days have been in a long fucking time. So, anyways, brutal day. So I decided to take a fucking me day, man. So, you know, I got a regular that she does massage therapy. You know,
ooh.
So I hit her up earlier this week. I'm like, what's up? You know, so she fucking penciled me in, dude, after work, you know, fucking gave me a run. It was no happy ending. But, you know, besides that, it was awesome. Ooh. Fucking, I think everybody should take a little spa day every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Is this real?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, but
this really happened?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You went and got a fucking massage like some fucking middle-aged housewife, bro.
Dude, it was kind of cool. Hey, you should try it. Hey, but, you know, I think one of the main reasons why I did it, dude, is because this girl, man, she has a butt, dude, that everybody on earth, men and women included, want
to strive for.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, you literally just want to bury your face, like, ears deep, and start motorboating, bro.
Dude, I am so down with butt cheeks. I've been having some big thing about butts lately, and I don't understand why.
it's what makes the world go round.
But so you went and got a massage, but no happy ending, huh?
No.
It seems like this would be the only reason I would go attempt to even get a massage.
Yeah.
I couldn't. How do you deal with it? How do you get a massage by a chick with a butt like that? And not just fucking rock wood the whole time.
You know, there's a weighted blanket, bro. So, you know, everything's fucking, you know, nice and covered up.
Did you not have a boner this whole time? You were doing this?
She listens to the show, so I'm not going to.
Well, I mean.
She's an avid listener, so I'm not really going to disclose that information.
Oh, why?
It was professional, bro. It was professional.
Is she your aunt or something? Dude, I got it.
She's my cousin, and I had a boner the whole time.
Listen, I'm just saying, when a female starts touching you, like in that mode, it doesn't really matter. You can't help it. I'm sure they're used to it.
Yeah,
you know.
So she was like, "Are glutes on and off?" And I was like, "Fuck, glutes are on." You know.
Yeah.
And then glutes, so
thighs.
While she was rubbing my butt, I was just all, you know, had my face in the thing. I was like, "Tell me I'm pretty."
Shut up. Were you flexing your butt cheeks? I would have been like flexing my butt cheeks while she was rubbing my butt cheeks. I don't like massages. Do you know that? Do you know that? I hate getting a massage. I fucking can't stand it. There's nothing about a massage I enjoy. And
dude, it was pretty awesome.
I know, but I just don't like them. I don't like people touching my back and rubbing on my muscles. It's very uncomfortable and hurts, and I don't like it. Serious. <pussy. laughs> No, I know. It is. I don't like it. Like, everyone likes massages, and I don't. I don't like it. It's not comfortable to me. It's not enjoyable, and I don't mind giving a massage. But I don't like getting a massage. Yeah, I don't see why people like them.
I mainly did it, dude, because I've been fucking working so much. My feet have been fucking killing me. So she fucking.
That's disgusting.
She massaged my feet. And like, I got a girl, but she fucking, the two girls that I'm fucking with don't fuck with feet.
Well, I can imagine your feet are something to behold.
I have huge Jewish fucking bunions, bro. Leave me alone. It's hereditary.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's disgusting.
Bunions, bro. You're not Jewish, so you don't know what bunions are.
Is that really only a Jewish thing? Having bunions?
Well, it's a hereditary thing, so you know.
It sounds like a Lay's type of potato chip. Like Funyuns.
Bunions, yeah. We should make a flavor.
Bunion flavored Funyuns.
Foot flavored chips.
And nacho bunions. All right, that's disgusting. Okay, speaking about flexing butt cheeks, a Brazilian senator was caught in a police raid with cash between his butt cheeks. Between his butt cheeks, but, bro.
Okay, so was he a Republican or was he a Republican or was he a Democrat?
Well, this is Brazil, so I don't know if there's such things.
How much cash was in his butt cheeks, dude?
That's what we would consider a banana republic, I would imagine. However, butt cheeks, it can be much cash, and I don't think the Brazilian dollar is worth anything. So it was like,
hopefully, it was American dollars.
Yeah, because I was like, what, 20 billion pesos, dude? And like, it's only worth like $5 US?
Dude, like, their coins fucking in some of those countries down there, bro, is like straight up like 10. It's like not even like anything. Like, you got to get some of their coins, dude. It's crazy.
It's horrifying. And
yeah,
it's like
aluminum or like tin. But,
and that's what you get with, socialist regimes, but actually I don't know what Brazil is, so don't quote me on that, guys. I don't need to hear about it.
Well, that dude only had a fucking couple pesos up his ass. This guy fucking
This is a different guy. Oh, by the way, that was old news. Anything when someone's hiding something in their butt, we got to share it on this podcast if we get the news of it. And this is a little bit older, but
we got another one for you. This happened like 6 or 7 days ago. This dude arrived in Dubai with 2 pounds of gold up his ass.
Now that's something to have up your ass.
Yeah.
If you were ever gonna have anything up your ass, 2 pounds of gold would be the ticket.
Yeah. And after he was caught. Yeah, he was busted, you know.
At the airport, going through an airport scanner, I would imagine an X-ray and like gold and a metal detector. Come on, bro. Like, you don't know that's
they're definitely going to see something, especially if it's 2 pounds.
But wait, what was this guy? Metal. Look at it. What was this guy? Was he some type of, because there's like fast passes you get at these airports for being like diplomats and working for certain companies and things like that, where you don't have to go through all that shit that more normal people do, like X-rays and TSA and like having all those people. So you just like fast pass right through, but boom. So I wonder if this guy was like a politician or something and thought he was just going to walk through with bunch of gold up his ass.
His name's like Anu Kanar or something like that. AIUKANNUR. So
that's questionable.
The reason why he was smuggling it up his ass was because he didn't want to pay the taxes on it. Now I don't know how much taxes would be on that much gold, but clearly enough money to, you know, shove it up your ass. I mean,
well, there's definitely worse things to have up your ass besides money and gold.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I'm it's a bummer that these guys got caught. That's a real bummer, especially after you just got done shoving a bunch of shit up your ass.
Retract that. It was over 2 pounds, dude.
Fuck, that's a lot of gold to shove up your ass. That shit's not. Yeah.
Hopefully they fucking had it polished up.
That's not really a lot. You know, gold's pretty heavy. So, I mean, the size of it was probably...
I don't know.
For me, I could probably at least shove 20, 30 pounds of gold up my ass.
I'll take a... There's a picture of it, you know, all cleaned up without poop on it. I'll send it to... if you guys want to see this gold that came out of somebody's ass,
it'll
check
be on
us
our
out.
Instagram
and Facebook. You know, it'll be up there.
Yeah, I'll throw it up on our Facebook right now. Fuck it.
All right.
So, you know what? That's disgusting, and that was a nice segue. Dude, shit's fucking bonkers. We are a slap away from fucking complete chaos right now here in the U.S. of A.
Oh, yeah.
To all our international listeners, we are 10 days away from the election, 2 weeks out, I would say. And, oh, fuck. I don't even know, man. It's shit's about to get nuts.
Oh, you know what? I just figured out how we can vote, even though we're on parole. And
I already sent in for my ballot. I already registered. I'm voting. It's just, let's see what happens.
I got to do I don't even fucking...
Well, according to some of our friends, they just got off of parole and are just able to vote now just by fact of getting off.
Right.
So I know we covered this like last week, talk about Prop 17, about the ability for parolees to vote, where I guess it's super easy for us to vote anyways now. We used to have to go through fucking just red tape after red tape to fucking get those rights back, but now I guess we don't. So whatever. I'm attempting it. Why not? I ain't got shit to do.
It's not like they're gonna fucking, you know, screen everybody to make sure you're not.
Well, supposedly, but supposedly they're gonna go through all these with a fine tooth comb, and we'll see. I mean, they're not gonna validate it. Either I'm gonna be able to register or I'm not. You know, so it shouldn't get past that level. I shouldn't even get a ballot in my fucking mailbox if I wasn't able to register. You know what I'm saying? Though, clearly someone's effing up. If I get one in my mailbox. So I'm just attempting. I'm just saying we are in the craziest time in my lifetime as far as presidential candidates go. And I've never seen in my life the media carry a convalescent, all dementia having presidential candidate who doesn't stand for anything.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, who doesn't have any type of policies whatsoever. You can't call him on anything. He flip-flops more than an old guy in Miami Beach, you know, fucking doing for spring break, you know? Like,
what?
Yeah. So this guy...
He wouldn't have been there.
Well, I'm just saying, this guy is flip-flopping on every issue. Anytime someone like comes down on him hard, like, oh, but you said this, he'll switch it up.
He switches it
up. This guy doesn't stand for anything, and this is amazing. I want everyone to mark the words that are coming out of my mouth, and I was talking about this as soon as I started hearing about the Hunter Biden scandal, which is being censored on social media, which is, I've just never seen the media just back the play of a candidate in my life.
Try to protect it, and protecting a motherfucker.
Protect him, holding his hand like he's a lost old person walking through Walmart, and like, here, sir, I'm gonna just guide you across the finish line here. It is crazy. And you know, I hear so many people talk about social media. Well, it's a platform and you don't own it, so if they want to censor it, they can censor it. Here's the problem with that. And you know what? I would agree. Maybe if this was some small time platform or whatever, and this was kind of like in their like mission statement, like we're not going to let you guys spread any views that we don't agree with and things like that. Right. Which doesn't go along the lines of, you know, being a platform. That's a publisher. Yeah. Well, that's a publisher where they edit things. That's no longer a platform. And here's the problem is I would agree with that. If these companies didn't have a monopoly on the airwaves, you know, like it would be like someone back in the day before social media, before news, going up and buying up all the streets. So when they were, you know, because back in the day when they wanted to do political candidates, they
get your soapbox out.
They got their soapbox out.
Sand on a soapbox.
And they yelled shit like, you know, like here's our deal. Here's our soapbox. Well, this is what has happened is they bought up all the streets. So now
and soap boxes.
Yeah, soap boxes. So now these people like, well, it's okay to practice your freedom of speech, but you can't do it on this street because we bought it up, or on this soapbox because we kind of own that soapbox company. So right. We're going to need that soapbox back here, bro. So this is the problem. They've gotten such a monopoly on the flow of information that you don't have the ability. This has now become the people's information, you know?
Right.
You guys are already.
It's a lot of way how people get their fucking news. To be honest with you, like they don't even fucking
no
watch
one believes
the news anymore.
Well, why would they? Why would they trust anything coming out of?
I don't. I fact check every fucking thing after I read it. If it sounds like interesting, I fact check it.
Well, this is the problem: is why would they? Why did they stop the story? And it clearly hurt the candidate that they're trying to get elected. It is so clear, and there's no other reason for it. Because for 4 years, they propagated this Russian hoax with Donald Trump, this just witch hunt, when there was no information. Not one post did they censor on that, even though they had no information or evidence or any of that nature.
Which evidence and information is actually coming out that Hillary Clinton propagated that whole fucking thing,
yes.
And she colluded with Russia to make it look like Trump colluded with Russia.
Right, and so they're stopping all those posts that hurt their political ideologies, but you think at some point they would just be like, dear God, our political ideologies are shit, you know? But we're going to hurt and censor and do everything we can, our political opponents, because we believe if we can win and just shut everyone down and force everyone to believe the way we believe, then the world will be a better place. Well, I know a couple other people who were like that, and that was, you know, Stalin, Marx, Adolf Hitler. There was a couple other people who were into censoring shit. Mm-hmm. So good job, fucking Facebook, Twitter, you pieces of shit. All you fucking
Nazis.
Of shit. Fuck you
fucking,
guys, dude.
You fucking Nazis.
Dude, this ain't your platform anymore. You guys make your money. You guys do your ads. You guys already get your shit, dude. There's no fucking reason you need to be shutting down. This is why people go on Twitter. People put out some information, and then you got, if it goes anywhere, you got thousands of people fact checking it. Like, oh yeah, here is this information. No, that's bullshit. Don't even listen to this guy. It gets sorted out itself up in the ether, you know? So the reason that you shut this down, which ended up getting it more play than it probably ever would have by not censoring it.
I don't know about that, but. Yeah, it's still going around.
I think so. Now everyone is like people who work.
Now they're actually searching and looking into it more so than they fucking they should have.
Well, even look at people that ain't for hurting their political candidate. Like, you know, they don't want to hurt their candidate, so maybe they don't want this news out. But I tell you something, they don't want more, and that's censoring information. You know, there might be people who lean to the left who are like, oh, whoa, that's when we're gonna have to draw the fucking line. We start censoring information. And these are more, you know, run-of-the-mill liberals from like 20 years ago, because liberals and progressives now have fucking lost their goddamn mind.
It's hilarious, dude. It's so funny watching them.
No, it's scary, bro.
No, I know, like
there's nothing funnier than watching like liberal freak out videos.
Yeah. Because
I'm like, just like, oh my God. And these are the people I want entrusted with my fucking well being, bro. They can't even be like calm and collected, bro. Right. Are you serious?
Yeah. They don't even have control over their emotions, let alone fucking anything else.
They don't want to hear any type of factual basis. It's just completely running your heart on your sleeve. And that's it. Reactions to everything.
Yeah.
I've never seen it in all my life. I've just never seen them shut down such a big story with so much damning evidence. You know, like there is some pretty strong evidence out there, way more than this whole Russian hoax we had to go through for 4 years, 3 years, whatever. Way more. Information. More damning evidence. And if the shoe was on the other foot, we'd be hearing a freaking different story.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, and then that dude, that fucking idiot psychopath Adam Schiff, he's been saying like, oh, that's all Russian disinformation, blah blah blah. Well,
yeah,
the other day the FBI head
and yeah, the DNI and the Department of Justice,
the head of the fucking CIA was like, look, he's like, This isn't disinformation because Adam Schiff doesn't hear anything unless we give it to him. Like, so, and if it was actually, you know, something to do with Russia, like, I would know about it. And this has nothing to do with Russia.
Yeah, they throw out their names. Like, it's like using like someone else's name, like, you know, to get some credibility. But like, in no time did they ever come out and tell them this.
Yeah.
Well, in the Department of Justice, the FBI have all come out and said this is not Russian disinformation. The Biden campaign, no matter how many times they were asked about this, has not denied the fact that these were emails.
Well, no, because look what happened when Bill Clinton denied that he got his fucking wiener sucked. You know what I mean? He got impeached. So
yeah, but what really happened? Nothing. Let's get down to it. Nothing really fucking happened.
Well, I mean, if you want to get your dick sucked, so much. Like, if you want to get your dick sucked, it's, you know what I mean? But that's the reason why they fucking were pissed off, was because he lied about it, not that he actually, because he got his dick sucked. So I think this is along the same lines where, like, they're not trying to fucking say, oh, there's nothing going on here, because when it all comes out, which it's gonna, you know, they don't want to be on record saying, oh, this was all bullshit, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm on record saying right now, this is how it's going down. A few weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi was coming out with the 25th Amendment thing, saying, trying to get it back in play and start a committee saying if a president wasn't didn't have his mental faculties.
Capability.
Then they could get him out of the presidential office. Well, now they no longer need that. They have literally had something fantastic fall into their lap. And this is this scandal, because as soon, let's just say, God forbid, Biden is elected. Oh, fuck. As soon as he's elected, they're all going to get the green light from their little
kick his ass out. Yeah.
From their little puppet masters saying, all right, CNN. All right, MSNBC. Go ahead.
Let it go.
Run the story. Get him.
And they're going to boy, sick him.
They're going to go after him, and he's going to be out of office quicker than you can say fucking whatever. And guess
then
gonna
we're
going to
be
office.
Really fucked.
Dude, because you want to go hardcore crazy left with the super hardcore lying piece of shit prosecutor who's put more people in jail than you can ever fucking
over
imagine.
Nothing. Over fucking smoking pot.
Over weed, man. Yeah, you're here for weed?
Not
I
just that.
Dick for hey. Coke.
Hey, but that chick is a fucking dude. She's such a piece of shit. You know, there's a story
I can't stand her, bro.
She was supposed to do something. All right, so CPS is an evil fucking corporation, and I don't care anybody that thinks otherwise. CPS is fucking evil. Like, you know, certain things start out as good, but then like they attract, you know, anything that has that's dealing with kids, they attract these fucking weirdos. So, anyways, CPS is a fucking horror story. So she was like, you know what? I'm going to do something with all this bullshit that's going on with CPS. She's like, I want everybody that's had a bad situation, a bad story happen to them with CPS. I want you guys to write me letters, and I'm going to do something about it. This is Kamala Harris. All right.
Yeah.
She said
Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Whatever. Fucking. Yeah.
Camel Toe Harris.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So everybody got together. They wrote their fucking stories. They shipped them to her. She had like thousands of fucking different horror stories from the CPS that she promised if she, you know, she's going to fucking go through them, and then she's going to do something about it and change it. Well, after she got all those all those letters mailed to her, she ended up getting like a promotion to you know, what's
prosecutor
the,
or something?
What's the capital?
DA?
What's the capital up there in fucking California? Sacramento.
Sacramento.
She got a fucking promotion up to Sacramento, and she just fucking dropped everything, went to Sacramento, fucking said, never mind. Fuck you guys. And just fucking.
Yeah, welcome to the ROTville podcast, where we don't even need know the capital of the our own.
I know the capital. I just couldn't think about it because I was on a rant, man.
That's how informed we are over here. Yeah, so if you guys are getting any of your political advice from us, just don't. But a lot of you can just our whole game is to promote fact checking. So we're not saying that, you know, everything we say is 100% right, because honestly, we're fucking lazy. But we do our best to make sure our facts are in line with the truth. And you'd be hard pressed to find what we're saying is wrong, because we're so fucking good over here at what we do.
Fucking amazing.
Hey, everybody, come look at how good we are over here at the ROTFL podcast.
Also, if you like the show, sign up at
ROTFLpodcast.com. And check out our Facebook page, dude. I'm enjoying the Facebook page.
I've been putting in a little bit of work on it.
Well, that's good. So look, I'm saying is shit's about to get crazy. Biden gets elected, they're going to get him out of there quicker than shit on this scandal, and then we're going to have something else. But I don't know. I wish I was in a better spot.
Look, all the polls are lying. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a fucking mess.
I don't buy any of that because I'm looking at all the rallies across the
everywhere, just, dude.
In our blue state, all the Trump supporters, all the signs. Like, I see Trump tagged up everywhere. Like, and I'm like, this dude, is crazy. This
fucking
is
driving down the street, dude. There was a Trump rally, just driving one, you know. And dude, that thing went on for literally
miles.
No, it was literally like 30 minutes, bro. It was like a 30-minute long fucking train of all these cars with their Trump flags and their support. Like 30 fucking minutes, dude.
Yeah, I know. And it's like CNN tried to like discredit it and was like, oh, this is just on loop. That's why it looks so much. It's like, really, dude? Really?
Or how about when Trump, you know, Trump goes in to do his thing? Like, dude, he has crowds, dude. And then the other day, Biden went and did some shindig, dude. I can't remember where it was at, but it was literally
Arizona, I think.
It was literally one guy like aggressively fucking clapping. It was one dude fucking just aggressively fucking clapping, bro.
It's like, yeah, I'm showing my support.
Yeah, that was it.
I just see a real, you know, the polls didn't tell us nothing back in 2016.
Nothing.
Clearly, and Hillary was a lot farther ahead on the polls than Biden was, you know. Honestly, I just don't think that even if they are voting for Trump, they're going to tell a pollster anything. And who are these people calling anyways? You know, or are they looking up the Democratic registries and calling them all up and asking them who they're going to vote for? Like,
know.
Who are they actually calling, bro? Have you ever been called by a pollster?
No. Well, that's another thing, too. If you check to see, you know, on the like when on Facebook, when Trump has his stuff on there, you know, if you see how many shares and how many likes and how many hearts, and then you go to like a Biden one and you see how many shares, how many likes, and you know,
I know it's pretty crazy. And some guy, like I was posting some of our memes up, and I guess he Googled our podcast and was like, oh yeah, they're criminals for Trump. Yeah, That's what he called our podcast, bro. Criminals for Trump. Are you effing kidding me? I don't know. 50 Cent came out supporting Trump. Ice Cube has now got the platinum plan for Black America, and he's coming out supporting Trump.
Our boy fucking Johnny Rotten, bro.
Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols is, you know, promoting Trump. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, and everyone's like, ugh. And it's Johnny Rotten finally came out and was like, dude, it's not me that has changed, man. You know, the punk rock community's all up in a hubbub, bro. Just like the left is all up in a hubbub with 50 Cent. And like, we're supposed to have these people under our, you know, we own these people. Like, what are they doing? And it's like, Johnny Rotten was like, nah, man, it's not me who has changed. It's you guys who have changed. You guys have completely gone so crackers and bonkers and crazy. And you guys claim you're fighting fascism, but
you're actually becoming fascist.
Yeah. You guys are canceling everyone who says anything against your viewpoint. The whole point of like being punk rock was like individuality and expressing yourself. And now you're shutting all that down, but doesn't toe the line. And people
if it doesn't meet with your standards.
Yeah, people are just having enough. There's so much punk rock shit that Trump has done, dude. I'm not even talking to he just brokered a peace deal, you know, between like Israel and the Saudi Arabia, Emirates, I don't even know how you say that damn thing. And then Egypt is now like all like over it clapping. And dude, if all three of them get on board, dude, he's the first president in my lifetime that hasn't brought us into an unnecessary bullshit war.
Yeah.
How punk rock is that? It wasn't the whole punk rock thing, fighting against wars, unnecessary wars, killing kids unnecessary, sending our youth to go fight battles that weren't our own. Wasn't it fighting the corporate machine? But now everyone is like on the corporate machine because the corporate machine is so stuck into the left. They're toting the line as well, being woke and everything that they do, holding conferences about how to be woke and all this BS, dude. And that's supposed to be punk rock. You guys have just joined the corporate machine and have joined the military industrial complex, dude. He's the first president to fight the whole system, dude.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, I've been saying it for months, bro, that Trump is the closest thing to a fucking punk rock president that we will ever fucking ever have ever. You know what I mean? Like, he's the closest thing, dude. He's bucking the whole system, dude. Like, the whole system.
Against the grain.
Yeah.
Against the grain. Like,
if everybody in, if all those crooked motherfuckers in there hate him, there's a reason for it, and I'm fucking happy for it, dude. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, clearly, like, he's doing something right.
Bro, they've been in politics. The only people he's making mad are old Republicans who have been in there forever, who've had family ties to being in some type of political, party forever, being right. A politician forever. These are the people that are upset. People who've been in politics for, dude, Nancy Pelosi's a million years old, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, Biden's been in politics a half a century. A half a century, dude. Just grasp your head. Most people don't even live to a half a century. This guy has been in politics for a half a century and has done nothing.
Nothing. Except for all fucking of a sudden, people in prison.
Ugh. All of a sudden, he's going to change something when he was vice president just a few years ago?
Yeah.
He was vice president and had a chance to do all this stuff he's claiming he's going to do now. And know what he's going to do when he gets in the office? He's going to tote the politician, the same old do
he's gonna
nothing.
Get fucking paid, dude. That's all he's going to do is fucking... He doesn't give a fuck.
I don't know.
Once he gets in that position, dude, he's not going to give a fuck. He won't even be there that long anyways. But, yeah.
This is the thing is people are mad that Trump isn't like some grand orator, you know? He's not Rico Suave with his words. He's not.
Yeah. And that's fucking punk rock, too. Hey,
well,
that's,
this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying is that he don't. He's just.
Doesn't give a fuck.
He's not pretending to be someone else. He doesn't speak to the American public, you know, with the
teleprompter.
People go to school. Yeah. Well, people go to school to become orators, dude, and use rhetoric to speak to crowds, you know, to like get them like pumped up with pretty generalized, you know, like cookie cutter things that you say as an orator to get the crowd behind you. But they don't really mean nothing. There's no action behind those things.
Right.
Dude, he just doesn't do it. And anyone that pisses off the media so fucking much is gold to me, bro. Gold. I'm sorry. I did not like this guy, but he sold me on him just about everything he's done and how against the grain he is.
The other day I was watching him in Arizona, dude. It was so fucking funny because he doesn't read off a teleprompter and say all the fucking same bullshit that all these fucking politicians does. He's just sitting there spitting to the crowd, bro, like fucking, you know, just talking to the fucking crowd, dude. And he's not reading off nothing. And then,
yeah.
And then like I said, he doesn't give a fuck about nothing. Like, he just talks, dude. And then, like, up in the stands, because, you know, when you have a crowd like that, like, all the media is lined up with all their fucking cameras and shit. So, yeah. Like, and then he stops doing what he's doing. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, points to all the media, and he's like, oh, you guys, you're all fucking pieces of shit. Like, he didn't say that, but he was like, you guys are all liars, scumbags, you know what I mean? And then, he's got his finger, and he's going across where all the media is. And then he stops, and he goes, except for you. You're all right.
You're cool.
Yeah, you're all right. And then he goes on, but he's like, but the rest of you, you're all fucking garbage. Yeah. Dude,
well,
like,
I don't want to sit here and suck this fucking dude off, but for those of you guys, like, just, you know, this guy is pretty punk rock in that he does what he says he's gonna do, and he's himself. He doesn't cater to the crowd, and he doesn't pander to anybody, dude. Who's he pander to? He doesn't pander to anybody, dude. I don't know. I would much rather have someone in office who does what they say they're going to do and tells it just straight up than have someone just fucking lie to my face like they've been doing my whole life.
Fuck. And fucking for generations before that.
I'm so sick of politicians, dude. Just so sick of people.
That's another reason why I like him, dude, because he's not a fucking career politician.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know.
Trump rocks.
Yeah,
punk rocks.
I think he's pretty punk rock, dude. And and people, you know, I'm just sick of people hating on the fucking dude and hating on their supporters. Like,
right.
I guess we're all just racist pieces of shit, misogynist, homophobic, and it's stupid because
his cabinet, one of his cabinet members is like a fucking out. Fucking
his first day in office, he legalized like gay marriage across the board, bro. So I don't know what he's
And like one of his best friends, dude, is fucking black.
He doesn't care. He honestly doesn't care. If you're a good dude and good to him and honest with integrity, that's all he cares about. It seems like I don't think he cares. You know, I don't know. The people are starting to change their minds because they're kind of screwing themselves with how woke everything is going.
Oh God,
they're just ruining it. They're ruining their own shit. All right, enough about the bullshit.
Yeah,
you know.
Let's move on. Let's go, move on,
dude. Home Improvements, dude. Home Improvements.
Old Zachary Ty Bryan.
You remember that guy? You remember that kid?
The older brother.
The kid I least liked in the show.
The idiot.
Remember that guy?
The older brother jock. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and he was. I didn't like. I never really was like. Oh, this. I like this. You know, the other kid. I forgot his name. I enjoyed more, but Zachary Ty Bryan was just charged with two felonies. Just yesterday or something like that for strangling his girl. Fuck.
Well, you know,
strangulation.
She probably deserved it. I'm just joking. I'm totally joking. I'm just joking.
Nah, yeah, that is not fucking cool. I know. Probably look it. Let me just.
ROTFL podcast, we joke about everything. So please do not take that too lighthearted or take that lightheartedly and laugh.
Yeah, we don't promote any of that shit.
No,
matter of fact, if you were to ask me back in the day which one of these kids was going to grow up to strangulate, which one of these actors is going to go up and strangle his old lady, I would have said that guy.
Wouldn't have been. For sure, the older brother, for sure.
You think I would have stretched, you know, to Al Borland or maybe Tim the Toolman or maybe the neighbor. What was the
neighbor?
Fucking
Wilson or Johnson or something, yeah.
You got
for
me,
sure, for sure.
You know, I would have
thought,
I would have thought that. But then if I would have really thought about it, I would have been like, nope, it's that damn kid.
Yeah,
that kid for sure, I would have thought, would go do this. Now, speaking of the bullshit, biased media, CNN, The New Yorker, you guys all suck. But let me tell you, they like to go and just they like to use their bullshit to pleasure their egos. They like to spread their media bias to pleasure their egos so they can look in the mirror because they hate their lives. So they want to talk down to the whole world, and that's what they do. By talking down to you, they are pleasuring yourself. But one guy took this a little too literally.
And actually,
Jeffrey Toobin, New Yorker and contributor and CNN analyst, he was caught busting a Toobin. And now, if you guys don't know what a Toobin is, it is a new thing, dude. That is unnecessarily and voluntarily and against everyone's chagrin, masturbating on a Zoom conference call for work.
Hey, next time we have a Zoom fucking meeting,
just bust a Toobin.
I'm fucking busting a Toobin for sure.
Let's go on Facebook Live and just bust a Toobin. So no, it's just funny, you know. If this was any other, if this was Fox News, if this was like Tucker Carlson, they would be calling for this dude's resignation, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This dude would be gone. They would, like,
this guy, what do you do? Get suspended for a minute or something like that?
Well, I'm just saying, this would be so over all over the news.
Yeah, it would be blasted, bro.
Dude, forget about the presidential race. For 3 days, we would have been hearing about Jeffrey Toobin in on Zoom, just busting a masturbatory little session. And, you know,
it's so like funny how this isn't a bigger story than it actually, you know, is. Because
they're suppressing it like everything else. They're like, oh God, that was one of our guys. We are not going to talk about this. So this guy got on his Zoom conference and like they went to a break supposedly, and he thought he turned off his video. But this is how weird it is, dude. He like angled his camera down towards his junk because I guess he wanted to
watch it on his screen.
Yeah, to look at his own wiener, dude, and jack off.
Like, you could do that on something else. Like, you don't still have to be on Zoom. Must have wanted to get caught. Like, he must have been sick of his job and be like, look, you know what? I think I want to get fired. So that's a good way to do it.
No, that is the worst way to get fired.
Well, yeah, for sure. But it's a definite fire. You're like, you're definitely going to get fired.
Well, they're not even, some people are calling for his resignation, but a lot of people are just, he's just on suspension right now. He ain't even fired.
I know.
Bro, how can you ever come back from that, dude? How can you come back from jacking off in a imagine if you were
how you
gonna
walk,
in a conference room? Imagine if you were in a conference
it
room
and
with 20 people
fucking
and you whipped
it
out and just started whacking off, bro. And like, oh, sorry.
I got a condition. That's going to be the new thing. I got a condition. I can't help it.
It is a condition. It's called the Tubin condition. We just start whacking off unnecessarily.
We got to get that. Dude, we got to get a jump on this and get that on.
Oh, it's already done. I guarantee someone already put a Tubin on Urban Dictionary. There's no way we're going to beat that.
I'm going to see if we can beat it.
Just call it busting a Tubin.
Yeah.
So, this guy was whacking off, dude. In a work conference call, bro. How embarrassing, dude. Dude, like, what? You couldn't got up and left? Like, you're so lazy, you just got to start whacking off on. Dude, why would you ever risk that?
Dude, I just think it's some people get some kind of weird fucking kick out of it.
I'm so paranoid that people are watching me through my webcam that I would never whack off in front of my computer, period.
No, uh-uh. And if I happen to, like, I'll take, like, a post-it or, like,
a little sticker.
I'll lick a piece of paper. I'll lick a piece of paper and, like, stick it over the camera.
Over the camera?
Yeah, for sure.
Bro.
Yeah,
bro. You sure the hell ain't on a Zoom call and just, like... You're hoping that the camera's off, bro.
No. Fuck it. Hoping that it's muted. Yeah, I mean, what if the camera's off, but it wasn't muted?
Yeah, it's just like... they're like, what are you doing, Jeffrey? Oh, nothing.
Hang on a second.
I thought we were at a break. It was a break.
It's a water break. Florida. Right,
I'll look at
it. Dude, what would we do without Florida, bro?
I don't know. Florida, shout out to Florida. You guys are always bringing the heat.
Yeah, Florida man has sex with his pit bull in his yard as neighbors are begging him to stop. You know, so
begging him to stop.
Yeah, so he's fucking a pit bull. I don't.
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
And while his neighbor, like in his front yard, just all you know, in front of God and his neighbors, you know, fucking a pit bull, and his neighbors are begging him to stop. Does he stop? I guess not.
What the fuck?
Okay, so another Florida man, and I got to give this dude fucking props right here. This Florida dude, right? He stole a Walmart uniform, and then he went into Walmart and he worked as a cashier for like 2 hours, bro, and like made like a few grand. You know
how?
Because he stole a Walmart uniform and he just he just walked up to a fucking cashier, one of the empty cashiers, and he just started fucking cashing people, ringing up their shit and cashing them out, and he was fucking pocketing all the cash.
He must have had some prior experience because I tell you what, if I just walked up cold to one of those Walmart registers, I wouldn't know how to operate it.
Yeah, you wouldn't know how to do it.
There's like a code you got to enter, and like, I feel like there was an inside man in this little operation they had. Like someone gave him a code or something because. Don't you have to like sign in with your like, you know, associate's account number or something?
Maybe got a manager like, hey, I'm the new guy. This is supposed to be registered today.
Oh, can you show me how to operate this? That's pretty good. I have also went into Walmarts with Walmart, allegedly with Walmart uniforms and just stole stuff. I never thought about hitting the cash register. That would have been fucking the shit.
Yeah. Fucking I had a buddy that did the same thing, like, and he acted like he was like cleaning shit at Walmart, and he had like all the Walmart gear on, and he like just started loading up a fucking trash can just full of everything and just walked right out with it.
All right, one more real quick. Out here in Riverside County, our little stomping ground, some lady stole a fire truck, and when she got caught and pulled out of the fire truck, they asked her, "Why'd you do it, ma'am?" And she said, "'Cause it looked like fun."
Hero of the week, folks. Hero of the week.
That is the hero of the week, dude.
Yeah, but for like, sure.
Don't steal a fire truck, man. Steal a police car if you're going to do anything. Like, we need fire trucks because we don't want people to burn alive, man. But I don't know. Just don't steal anything. Look, don't strangle women. We do not promote that here, no matter what the cause. Don't strangle anybody.
Just walk away.
Don't steal fire trucks. And for God's sake, and I mean, and with all due respect, don't go out in your front yard and fuck your pit bull. Not when your neighbors are telling you no. But if right. you got no neighbors.
Do it in the backyard, for Christ's sake. Do it in your front yard with all your neighbors walking around.
Do it in the privacy of your house, right. for God's sake.
Oh, I got this one more, dude. We have to do this. So this cannibal in Oklahoma. Shout out to all our Oklahoma listeners.
Shout out to all the cannibals.
Yeah, cannibal illegally castrated a man. And stored body parts in his freezer. Now, I don't know why they highlighted in this story that he illegally castrated a man.
Oh, dude, is this a story about the guy who was doing like on the dark web saying like I will castrate you, I'm an in-house surgeon, and like people would go to his house and he would like cut their nuts off because people want
what
this
the
done.
Fuck?
No, yeah, because there's people that want this done, like they volunteer, and there's people who like have that weird limb disorder where they don't want their leg, you know, like the leg feels like an alien part of their body, so they end up cutting off their own leg, and no doctors will willingly and voluntarily go along with the procedure that wants to get rid of disillusioned whatever,
right?
This,
it's a you know, mental. People, it's a mental thing.
They're not going to promote this. Oh, you don't feel like. Oh, yeah, your arm is alien. Let me go ahead and cut that off. And there's people who want to get castrated because maybe they want to gender over. You know what I mean, or whatever the case is.
Also,
and this guy was doing it illegally, and getting paid on the dark web for people to come over. people were dying, bro.
The dude's a fucking cannibal, though. So, and he had his fridge stocked full of body parts, dude. Yeah, he was a cannibal. He had his fridge stocked.
So I figured it out. Here at the ROTFL podcast, where we're always, with every episode, trying to be woke as fuck, right? I figured it out how men can have their periods. I was very confused about this issue, and the woke culture made it very, and I'm sorry, guys, I'm not woke as you, and I never attended woke 101, but I supposedly this is woke 101. And the reason a man can have his period is because if a woman genders into a male, she still has her period, therefore a man is having his period. Boom.
Oh my god,
you get it? Does it make sense now?
I do. I get it, but I don't get it.
Now, what the? See, is we that are why so they, fucking
that,
woke.
That's why they fucking took the things off of Tampax and all that stuff. They took the female sign.
They took the female sign because it was hurting whatever for whatever reason.
Oh, my God.
Hey, everybody, come look at how woke we are.
Super woke.
We're so woke over here.
Fucking super woke.
Dude, fuck the woke brigade, bro. And that's all we got. Hear us at fucking, hit us up. Dude, become a member at rotflpodcast.com. You can support our show, rotflpodcast.com/donate. Come and follow us and like us on our Instagram and our Facebook. Dude, come hit our Facebook, dude, with them Facebook videos at the ROTFL podcast, man.
And if YouTube, you're listening to this, share.
And if you guys are still on that old ancient fucking platform called YouTube that all the kids are using nowadays, go ahead and check us out over there too. We're at the ROTFL podcast. And that's all we got.
That's
man.
It. That's so as they say in Hollywood, that's a fucking wrap.
That's a fucking wrap, bro. All right. Later.
Later.